is Firepower, only at band.video. And now, your host, Will Johnson.
All right, welcome. We got breaking news. We got Owen Schroer and Alex Jones here to talk about this breaking news that everyone needs to pay attention to, what is happening right now. Alex.
Well, just about 30 minutes ago, I started getting all these texts from people saying, are you talking about what's happening with Project Veritas and James O'Keefe? And I said, well, yeah, he's got this big Epstein bombshell. We were just sitting around talking about it. I think he's going to be on the show tomorrow. We're talking to him, you know, via email earlier today. And all of a sudden they said, no, my phone kept ringing. So I was talking to Zach Voorhees, the big Google whistleblower that talks to O'Keefe all the time. And he goes, no, he's had to activate his dead man switch. They're getting death threats. So I checked his Twitter. He indeed said that. I saw what Voorhees had said. So I said, let's do a live feed, in here right before you guys go live, because you're on from 7 to 9, and there's that space where they usually have my show re-airing right before that for an hour, right after Owen gets off at 6 p.m. from the war room. His co-host is facing prison time right now for free speech. And that's how big a war this is. Prison time, death, you name it. And then we went live, and I thought, you know, how about I just call O'Keefe? And so during this live stream we're doing over here that's still going, I talked to him, and he said, yeah, we're getting a lot of threats here to the crew and stuff. He goes, I don't want to get too specific, but he goes, you know, there's a lot of it going on, and my crew just wants people to know that we've activated the dead man switch. The video is already uploaded to other sites. They're ready to go live if anything happens here in the files. And I said, well, great, you know, come on the show tomorrow. He said, great, I'll come on right after it drops at around 9 a.m. Eastern, and that'll be during the David Knight show, so I'll probably have to come down here, and which is fine, and be on. I'll already be here in the morning tomorrow early. I'll be down here at 8 a.m., and so look for that during the David Knight show or right after during mine. And he said, no, this is the biggest thing we've ever done. I mean, everything keeps getting bigger and bigger in the exploits of the amazing patriots at Project Veritas. And, of course, we work with them. We tell listeners that they're a great place to go. They really vet stuff. We have whistleblowers, too, but we're not in competition. We're in this together. And I've never heard, you know, O'Keefe this serious. I mean, this is a big, big deal. He's done a lot of dangerous stuff. They tried to put him in prison. They've indicted him before. He's been sued a bunch. He's beaten them. He's been through hell just like we have. And some people say, oh, well, you know, he's bulletproof because he's such a warrior. No, this is the most serious it's ever been. People just kind of get punch drunk to the fact of how real this is. It's Conservative Inc. That is the same whole child molestation unit tied into Barney Frank and the Democrats and the Republicans and underage call boys and sex ops. That's really where this goes. You're hearing about little girls. Well, it's also little boys, and it's bipartisan. And so this is how the deep state's blackmailed everybody. Well, calling all this out ends all the blackmail. That's why all these Republicans have been resigning. The Democrats say, hey, you've been involved in this. We're going to expose it, even though the Democrats do it more than they do. This evil has been there. That's how they took over the Catholic Church. So they're taking over the Boy Scouts, any institution. This group takes it over. It's satanic. And so this is so huge that this is coming out, A, this Epstein information, and B, the death threats that are coming in, and just the fact that we're in the game here, it's huge.
So he's going to call the dead man switch because they want to threaten his life. They threaten his life to kill him. So he's going to call the dead man switch before 9 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Well, that's what he's saying is it's already going up. Nothing's going to stop it. And a lot of other people have the video. They have the information. It's going out one way or the other. So if something happens to him, it only gets bigger. But people want us to take on evil. We're doing it. But these are murderers. These are criminals. Hillary's filed over 30 lawsuits against us, trying to take us down. They tried to take my children. They come after everybody here. This is a war. But because of you supporting us, because of you praying for InfoWars, we're still on the air. Well, it's the same thing for Project Veritas. This is a war. And all of us have to have courage and stand up and say no.
Well, and I just want to say that this is just a confirmation of what we already knew was going on behind the scenes. But because the Jeffrey Epstein story has become a loose thread, the same agencies, and I won't put any names to it, but the same people that have been trying to expose these pedophile networks literally for decades, they helped bring down Wiener. They went to their top brass and said, hey, let's go after this Epstein leak. Let's go after this Epstein lead. The same people that have been protecting Epstein, they can't do it anymore. He's dead. So there's no more excuses.
And you're seeing all these massive, that's key, pedophile busts, including sheriff's departments, homeland security people. It's going down, baby.
It's happening right now. Go to band.video. Make sure you tell everybody to tune in, because we're going to talk about this and everything these pedophile Democrats are doing to this nation. We are at war. Wake up, America! We're at war!
We're going to play the James O'Keefe interview we did, too. That's coming up exclusively.
And now, Will Johnson.
Welcome, band.video, firepowernews.com. Breaking news, James O'Keefe has been threatened his life. Death threats issued from Conservative Inc. against James O'Keefe because of all the information that he's been putting out. Dead man switch. It says James' response to activating a dead man switch, which will release the Epstein files in the event of his death. So it looks like that James O'Keefe still may release him tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Alex Jones actually just had a conversation with him, a phone conversation, where he brought him on and talked to him live on social media that James O'Keefe is going to release this information in the morning. He is getting multiple death threats. Multiple death threats. Tom, you there? This is breaking news. Everyone needs to be aware. Everyone needs to pay attention to what's going to happen within the next 24 hours with James O'Keefe. Thanks for joining, Tom.
Absolutely. Glad to be here. It is horrifying to see this is the extent these people are going. And it's very telling that James O'Keefe and Zach Voorhees, that would be the Google whistleblower who revealed the extent of their political bias against conservatives. They're not saying that these death threats are coming from the Democrats. They're not saying that it's Bill and Hillary Clinton. They're saying, Will, that it is from Conservative Inc. These would be Paul Ryan, Mitch McConnell, these types, the people who have been in Washington for 40 to 50, even longer. They've been in control of this country since the Second World War. And Will, this comes on the same day that it was reported by Newsmax that Paul Ryan, who sits on the board of Fox News now, Paul Ryan is the one influencing them to do anti-Trump polls so he can fight Trump outside of government. These people are absolutely waging war. They are threatening physical death threats against those who are fighting on the front line. James O'Keefe. It is a terrifying time to be a conservative, but it is also the animating fight that keeps us going every single day. And I applaud James O'Keefe. A dead man switch is the perfect way to handle this. The second his hand is no longer on the switch, it all goes live. I just cannot get over this. It's conservatives who are terrified that their links to Jeffrey Epstein will be exposed.
No, absolutely. Now I'm looking through some of these tweets. And it says, everyone in Washington is afraid of the Epstein files. How many of the elite, rich, and famous went to Epstein's island? I mean, seriously, the most powerful people in the world visited the Epstein island. And they know that it was a pedophile island ran by Epstein, and all of them are tied to it. And it's no surprise that you had Republicans, Democrats, all of them across the spectrum, that at some point you even have people in religious faiths, different religious faiths, visit that island. I am so excited. I'm going to, I'm going to be sitting on the edge of my seat tomorrow morning, because supposedly James O'Keefe, the phone call he had with Alex Jones is that he's going to release this information tomorrow morning.
Right. Well, and we want to make sure our viewers tune in. James O'Keefe will be on either David Knight at 8 or 9 in the morning, and then again on the Alex Jones Show every day, 11 a.m. until 3 p.m. Keep an eye out for those interviews. But Will, think of the people we already know have been to the infamous pedophile island or have flown on the Lolita Express, Jeffrey Epstein's airplane. Everybody knows Bill Clinton 27 times, some of those times reportedly without Secret Service. But British royal has been implemented. Saudi royalty has been implemented. Politicians, Hollywood producers, big time stars, everyone you can imagine who is powerful and who is against America and against this president, the common denominator with these cretins seems to be the deceased Jeffrey Epstein.
Dude, 100%. Here's another tweet someone put in here. They said, I would stay a million miles away from James O'Keefe if I were any of these evildoers. He would be done. I mean, seriously. So, James O'Keefe, if you're watching this right now, increase your security detail 100-fold. I mean, just like President Trump. Maybe if you have connections, maybe you can have President Trump help you out. I mean, this is insane. This is absolutely wonderful that this information is about to come out about Epstein. Because guess what? Epstein did not kill himself. And it's about to all break the bubble. It's all about to come out. Hillary Clinton was just on the telly the other day saying, oh, yeah, I didn't kill Epstein. Someone else did. He killed himself. It's a conspiracy theory. All right, Will Johnson, Tom Pepper, FirepowerNews.com. We'll be back after this.
When did you realize that the Epstein family needed help?
Well, I was asked by the brother, the next of kin, to be at the autopsy. Mm-hmm. And at the autopsy on day one, there were findings that were unusual for suicidal hanging and more consistent with ligature homicidal strangulation, which included...
And it was suggested at the time that he committed suicide by doing what?
By hanging. At the time, he was found allegedly hanging by a homemade ligature of sheets.
Are you saying you don't think it was suicide?
I think that the evidence points toward homicide rather than suicide.
Why?
Because there are multiple 3 fractures in the hyoid bone, the thyroid cartilage, that are very unusual for suicide and more indicative of strangulation, homicidal strangulation.
Let's take a look at what the medical examiner stated. After a careful review of all the investigative information, including complete autopsy findings, the determination on the death of Epstein is below. Cause, hanging, manner, suicide. You say that his fatal injuries are consistent with homicide?
More consistent with homicide. And in fact, at the time of the autopsy, the doctor doing the autopsy didn't think it was enough information to say suicide, so she put it pending further study. And then for some reason, and they want to know, the family wants to know, why was it changed from pending further study to homicide afterwards?
So if you're there watching them perform this autopsy, you notice these 3 broken bones, and you believe it would be homicide. So that would mean another person would have gone into his cell, strangled him. Did he have any signs of trying to fight back?
Well, they took a fingernail clippings to see if there's anybody else's DNA on it, and that hasn't been released. Neither has the information about whose DNA is on the ligature. A ligature was made out of torn strips of orange sheets, and whoever made it had to have a lot of DNA on it. And the brother's been asking that from day one.
So it's...
Really? How do you do that? How do you choke yourself out and not before you pass out? How do you choke yourself to death and break 3 bones? Tom, how do you do that?
Well, Will, it would certainly help if you had someone else doing the choking, wouldn't it? I mean, the sheets they give you in a facility, this was a state prison, but it's still a prison. The sheets they give you are paper thin. They might as well give you this sheet of copy paper here to sleep with at night. And the fact that he could tie these together, so just run this through your imagination. You tie together the 2 sheets you're given. You're probably not even given 2 sheets, so I don't know how we got the second sheet. So you're tying together these sheets as tight as you can possibly get them. And then from the top bunk, what they say is he put it around his neck and he flung himself off the top bunk of the cell that he was in. This is right after he was taken off suicide watch, mysteriously, everybody should remember. It seems functionally impossible that this would happen. Jeffrey Epstein was a big, burly man. He probably would have taken the bunk bed down with him rather than having been strangled. And further, I mean, we all remember this. This has not been memory holed yet, thanks to many intrepid viewers out there, many people on the internet making memes, sharing articles. We all remember that just a day before Epstein mysteriously committed suicide, mm-hmm. quote unquote, before he died, he had reportedly told his lawyer that he thought he was going to beat his case, or at least get a similar deal to the one he secured in the early 2000s.
Tom, just pop it in here real quick as we're up here. We've got the quick interview we did with James O'Keefe that's an exclusive where he confirms the death threats and all this. So we'll have that for you next segment here. We just shot it on our phones earlier right before you guys went live. So coming up next segment at 33 after, we're going to have that for you. But the point is, when I was looking at it, I said, What's Conservative Inc.? Well, that was the pedo group in D.C. controlling all of this. So the fact that James O'Keefe's getting threats, he's told from that group, and now they've activated the dead man switch, again, meaning that if something happens to him, the files and information get released, is really, really a big, big deal, folks. So this is all happening live right now, and that's why the censorship is here. They're trying to stop viewers and listeners spreading on the local radio they're listening, local TV they're watching, or at firepowernews.com or band.video, get those links out. InfoWars is censored and blocked everywhere, but not band.video, not firepowernews.com. Those URLs are not censored yet. So share those on Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. Call people. Tell them this could bring down the whole deep state. We've got to fight against evil. There's not just evil in the universe. There's good as well. So back to you guys.
All right. You know what? This whole thing is geared directly to these sickos with children. They're pedophiles. That's what all this is about. Pedophilia is big business. When all the children, do you remember, Tom, because they keep saying that President Trump keeps locking up children in cages. Well, Obama put children on buses and bus them to God knows where. No one even knows to this day where all of those children went to. These are the pedophile rings that's being ran by the Democrats, and they don't want to be exposed because they know that majority of the country would not ride along with it. Now, you do have many on the left, and there are some on the right that are undercover that don't want to say anything. They want to act like, oh, everything is fine. We're not doing that. We don't do that. But they're involved as well. They don't want this information coming out because it will absolutely mess up the entire system. It's going to explode everything. So Jamo Key put a thing out there. Tomorrow he put 11:05:19 a.m. The Epstein cover up. This is going to blow the system up, Tom. This is going to expose them. And you know what? The thing is, everybody on the right wants to see this happen. Now, people on the left saying, oh, this is just a conspiracy theory. It's not actually real. It's not happening. Epstein killed himself because the liberal media, the mainstream socialist media told everybody that he killed himself. So they're like, the story's dead. The story's gone. Just like Epstein. Get over it.
Well, that is the big thing, Will. We all thought that this would be the big move to bring down the deep state. There were reports that Epstein was going to cooperate with authorities and give up some of his longtime cronies. Mm-hmm. Again, you have everybody from the GOPE, the GOP establishment, or GOP Inc., Conservative Inc., to the Democrats, to British royalty, to Saudi royalty, to Hollywood, to bankers. Everybody loved Jeffrey Epstein, and he was likely simply a pawn used by the people who are really in charge to get incriminating video or audio or whatever it may be on the big players of the world. There's a reason why it's Conservative Inc. threatening James O'Keefe's life, reportedly, and not the big left-wing people. It's not George Soros. It could be somebody in the Senate. It could be somebody who controls the people in the Senate. This is the most breaking news that we've ever reported so far on Firepower, and it is a phenomenal opportunity to do so because America needs to know that if you speak truth to power, if you try to untangle the web of the deep state, they will come after you. And if they're successful, you may die.
Yeah. Us simply reporting on this, Tom, is threatening to them because we're reaching people. We're telling people what is happening, what's going down. Now, James O'Keefe has it all on his Twitter. So he's going to release some information tomorrow morning. And you know, they are furious. They are shaking in their boots. Can you imagine if you were a part of this whole child pornography, child pedophile sex ring, and they're going to release information that could tie you to it? How many? You know what? I wouldn't be surprised if we see a lot of people come up missing by tomorrow. If they're involved in this, people, this is so deep. This goes all the way up to the top. I wouldn't be surprised if Obama himself was included. Bill Clinton was. Let's not forget. Firepowernews.com.
Expose Epstein, hashtag trending right now.
Here's the tweet.
Here's the tweet.
Zach Voorhees.
Here. Zach Voorhees tweets out, pray for the safety of James O'Keefe. Death threat issued from Conservative Inc. against James O'Keefe. Conservative Inc. is code word for a certain organization. We won't say. You can figure it out for yourself. Or just people that work with a certain organization. James responds by activating a dead man switch, which he tweeted out. There it is right there. James, we support you. Retweet. So, folks, this Epstein thing, they killed Epstein in jail, folks. And so they're going to do everything to try to cover up all the crimes that Epstein was engaged in with the here, let me flip that for you.
Yep. Okay, and listen, James, thanks for answering.
So again, folks, here's the deal.
Owen Schroeder happens to have a live feed. Some people on the web are trying to say the dead man switch and all this is fake. I'm going to put you on speaker in just 30 seconds. Can you tell folks it's James O'Keefe and that this is actually happening and that you've got the Epstein bombshell?
Sure thing. Go ahead.
You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey everyone, this is James O'Keefe from Project Veritas. Yes, we in fact do tomorrow morning have new video of Epstein cover-up. People at very high levels involved in this We have the videotape. It's, they're not, they don't know that they're being recorded. We're publishing it tomorrow. People have asked, what about that dead man switch tweet? Look, listen, I take our security very, very seriously. We have a lot of people at Project Veritas involved in the story, and I just meant that no matter what happens, we're going to publish the story tomorrow morning. It is all happening tomorrow at 9 a.m., and we've gotten the attention of some very powerful people. So stay tuned. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m. Eastern Time on the Internet, hashtag Epstein cover-up.
Hashtag Epstein cover-up. Okay, James, thank you for that information. And, again, we will send you...
Here, let's step over.
Recap
here.
It.
Let's step over here. Let's get in the studio here. All right, folks. So, again... Will Johnson's about to go live, so I got to step out of here in five minutes.
Yeah, we're live now. You just heard it there. James O'Keefe talking to Alex Jones that they are going to release the dead man switch tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. because his life is being threatened. They are out to remove him because they do not want this information exposed. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine you're sitting on information, Tom, that they are willing to remove you from the face of the earth to prevent that information from coming out. See, we're sitting here talking about it, and everybody, this is no game. I'm sitting there looking through some of the tweets, and people are saying it's not even real. It's not even fake. Everything that James O'Keefe has come out with Project Veritas has been 100% true. The liberal media, CNN, when they got caught saying how they're trying to talk about anything only about impeaching President Trump, CNN don't even want to talk about it because it's true. CNN didn't even say it wasn't true. You have people inside of CNN, and we know for a fact these are people. Tom, this is amazing time because of the technology. We get to expose people that's doing corruption at an all-time high.
The fact is, Will, James O'Keefe and Project Veritas has spent tens or hundreds of thousands of dollars fighting lawsuits against people who say that they are making up their footage or they're doctoring it or they're taking it out of context. They have never lost a single one of these lawsuits. Everything Project Veritas has released has been proven to be completely accurate. CNN is terrified of this organization. They are one of the great, great organizations left in this country who are bringing truth to power. And now they are apparently getting too close to the core of all wickedness and evil in this country. That would, of course, be Jeffrey Epstein, the massive pedophile billionaire who kept a black book with names of God knows who. I mean, this is the most diabolical person and what he represents who has ever graced the news headlines in this country. The fact that he died suspiciously, they thought this was going to go away. This is the problem with the deep state, the Uniparty. They seem to think it's still 1985. And if you kill somebody, then the story magically disappears. But the fact is because of our viewers, because of the people who watch InfoWars, Alex Jones, Band.Video, our show, and many, many others, the people who support us and support James O'Keefe, these people are living in fear, which is how you should live if you are a high-powered pedophile. It's how all pedophiles should live. And it looks like, Will, God forbid anything happened to him, this is going up regardless. If he gets killed, if he has a mysterious heart attack or a car accident, or if a fire happens in his home, this is going up tomorrow morning. Nothing can stop the globalist fall from grace.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm here looking at his Twitter, and it says, tomorrow we break the internet. I guarantee if you go over to the socialist mainstream media right now, they're saying nothing about this. They're wanting the Epstein thing to go away. CNN, MSDNC, all of them are not saying anything about this because they say, okay, don't even acknowledge it and it will just go away. This is so huge, it's not going to go away. We're talking about it tonight. Tomorrow morning when the dead man switch is released about Epstein and all of the people involved, like he said, there was recordings of people, they didn't even know they were being recorded. See, that's how the Project Veritas works. You have people at high position levels that's talking about probably how they were with little boys and little girls, children, and it's all about to be exposed. See, as adults, if you decide you want to go out and partake in extra activities as an adult with another adult, that's between you, that other adult, and God. When you involve children, You are one of the demons from the bottomless pit of hell. That's exactly where you are from. You are demonic. You're demons. You're of Satan. And it is all coming to a head. You have to think about it, Tom. All of these different things happening in this day and time, President Trump winning the nomination, President Trump winning the presidency, President Trump winning with the economy, President Trump winning with black unemployment, President Trump winning with the American people. And the left, they can't stand it. They hate it because God put President Trump in office. And a lot of people don't like to hear that, but it's absolutely true. And I don't care what anyone say. You can't prove otherwise. This man is not a perfect man, and he still won against Hillary, rotten Clinton, and the whole establishment. Tom.
It's important to also remember, Will, especially in light of everything you just said, that one of Epstein's victims or alleged victims, I'm sure that it was eventually proven true in a court of law, said that Epstein's entire function within this deep state cabal is to serve as the facilitator of blackmail. So somebody goes to the island. Somebody is filmed doing something highly inappropriate with a child. Could be rape, could be murder, could be a little column A, a little column B. There are video recordings. This is what one of the victims said. Video recordings, flight logs, audio, everything of these people committing atrocious, unspeakable acts. And that is how the deep state then controls you. There is a reason, Will, that according to reports from people we've had on this very show, there are 20 or 30 Senate Republicans who, if given the order from their handler, will vote to impeach this president. I would imagine it has something to do with a possible trip to Pedophile Island, or at least aboard the Lolita Express.
No, Tom, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. And not only that, it goes over. I've heard. Now, I don't know. Maybe this will come out tomorrow in the report. Maybe it'll come out. But even it goes all the way to the Vatican, where people visited this island and they don't want this information to come out. It's been also reports come out saying that it's possible that the Vatican had him suicided. It's possible that because their involvement with Epstein, the pervert pedophile island, they want to keep it under the wraps. So we don't know exactly all the information that's going to come out tomorrow. But you know what? Everyone's going to be sitting on the edge of their seat. Alex Jones said he's going to be in studio tomorrow at 8 a.m. because the information is going to be released at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. And you can only imagine how the left feels. Because, see, the left don't see anything wrong with pedophilia. They added the P to the LGBTQ plus. They added the P. First it was pedophilia. Then they changed it to pansexual, as if that was to exclude children. No, that just only excluded, that only included children on a deeper level, on a level that people don't pay attention to. My goodness, this society is about to explode. It's going to open everything up. We're going to see it all tomorrow morning. I'm so excited to see it. It's almost like waking up again and seeing President Trump get reelected. Oh, yeah. We have 364 days left.
Failed to silence America's speech.
the Democrats are down with the KKK. None of them didn't say they weren't. All of them are down with pedophilia, Tom. All of them are down with keeping poverty. All of them are down with keeping people in the projects. All of them are down with keeping people in the ghettos. All of them are down with keeping people homeless. This is the model of the Democrat Party. And then they try to act like Hillary Clinton never was on the airplane. I was at that event yesterday, and I talked to a few people, and they say Hillary Clinton was never on the airplane with Epstein. I'm like, where have you been? Of course he has. And I say, all of you that are here supporting Hillary Clinton, you're supporting pedophilia. And they don't want to hear that because they think that she is for them. Oh, my goodness. This is amazing.
Well, there was a certain demographic similarity between all of the people there. Most of them are overweight, middle-aged, angry women who, I mean, you saw in that video, they're booing America. They're essentially cheering for the racism of the KKK. They're essentially cheering for pedophilia and Jeffrey Epstein. These people are demented and deranged. I mean, everything Alex said there, any normal person should be cheering for. But as he says, America is back. These people are screaming at the top of their lungs and giving obscene gestures with their fingers. These are the average Democrat voters. And you're right, Will, they are totally blank when it comes to the crimes of Hillary and Bill Clinton. I mean, and it goes beyond Jeffrey Epstein. Nobody wants to talk about what happened in Haiti after the hurricane. Nobody wants to talk about all of those children who mysteriously went missing. Nobody wants to acknowledge any of this. And this is an evil that permeates the entire Democrat Party. You notice, well, this has happened since day one that Trump came about. It was very early in the Trump campaign when they started accusing him of being a pedophile and being a rapist. Where are those women now? They don't exist. They're not in the public. Where is Juanita Broderick? She is speaking loudly to all who will listen about what Bill and Hillary did. This is a cancer that permeates and infects the entire Democrat Party. It starts with the party leadership, and it goes on down to the sick, demented, middle-aged, overweight women you see on screen right now.
I wonder, has anyone got a comment from John Podesta ever since Epstein suicided himself? I mean, that's a valid question. Where is John Podesta now? On the Veritas, and it made me think about it, because on Veritas, is that John Podesta walking in the gate on the Veritas right now? If you go to the Veritas Twitter with James O'Keefe, where it looks like that is him walking in, John Podesta. And I'm just wondering, where is John Podesta? Did anyone question where he was during that time? Because to my understanding, John Podesta is like the handler for Hillary Clinton.
I'm sure Skippy, which was, of course, John Podesta's weird little BDSM name or whatever it was, Skippy is probably securing a new supply of walnut sauce for Hillary Clinton's 2020 re-election, or I'm sorry, election. She thinks she's president already, though, campaign. I mean, this is a guy, this is the crux, this is the Achilles heel of these sick freaks. They think that they are incredibly smart because they've gotten away with this for so long, when in reality, they are horrifically stupid. John Podesta's password was a variation on the word password. He was sent a phishing link where somebody sends you a fake login. The URL is similar to the one that you're supposed to click. And he was told by his own IT department, do not click that link. Do not go there. He goes there. He enters his password, which was password. This is the stupidity of these people. Is there any wonder James O'Keefe was able to get them on video that's going to be released tomorrow morning? They're morons.
Yeah, 100%. And you know what? For them attacking these children, they feel it. They see it as power because they get to overpower another human being. And because of that power, they're demonic demons and they feel it. And it's like, yes, I get to terrorize these children because I am their God. That's the way they act. That's the way they feel. I'm telling you, they have that perception in their head that they get to overpower everything because they cannot be touched. They get to do all of these demonic things and then turn around and call you hateful if you don't want to play along. That's the very reason right now we have grown adults telling little boys that you can be a girl. It's the very reason why we have grown adults telling little girls that you can be a boy. This sickness is running rampant. It is a virus, a liberalism virus that has run rampant across the planet. And so many people are tied into this pedophile sex ring. That's what it is, because it's money and power and sex. And they all know it. And you know what, Tom? This darkness that has been just running around, eventually it's going to come to light. It is going to come to light. Will, and that's remember, the and that's the part that they're afraid ago. Of.
It wasn't that long ago, Will. You remember they were trying to normalize pedophilia. We all remember yes. the disgusting article from a left-wing website that said, "I'm a pedophile, not a monster." And it profiles this sick freak who says that he had to stop himself from molesting a young girl when he was only like 14 or 15 years old. This was 2 or 3 years ago that this was in mainstream news. And I believe firmly the reason why this was pushed so forcefully is because they saw this day coming. They knew that one day their evil would be exposed to the world, and so they had to get out in front of it, just like they've normalized everything else. It's nothing anymore, Will. If a congressman was caught in a homosexual relationship, nobody would bat an eyelash, and if anybody raised a question, they would say it is homophobic to ask that question. So now all that is left that is a big faux pas, they have transgendered individuals, they have drag queen individuals. They have everything you can imagine. We've seen spirit cooking explained as performance art. The only thing that is left is pedophilia. That's the one thing in this country that Americans refuse to be normalized, and that is what they have to blackmail each other with, and that is why this video coming out in just over 12 hours is, I believe, James O'Keefe is 100% right. It will break the internet.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, so we have this clip. Can you cue this clip up? It's actually in the folder 00. I want to go out with this clip. If we can just play this clip going out, and then we're gonna see if we can get that other clip where Hillary Clinton was being asked, did she kill Epstein? And we'll see if we can get that. So the one with the 00, the one that's in the folder there, let's go ahead and cue that clip up, and let's go ahead and go out with that one. This is from yesterday with Hillary Clinton and approaching her minions. Firepower News.
Hillary Clinton's political career is dead. President Trump is president. America's coming back from the dead. And InfoWars, despite all your attacks, the answer to their tyranny is not to suppress our speech. It's more speech online, but on the streets, from the hills and the valleys, from Texas to New York, from California to Florida, from Minnesota to Michigan, from Oklahoma to South Dakota to Idaho to Wyoming, to the whole country, from Alabama to New Hampshire. America is awake. And the anti-American scum knows it. We're never going to surrender. I salute you all.
Never surrender. Never surrender. Firepowernews.com. Band.video. Join us over there, band.video. We'll be back.
Forged in the fire of truth. Firepower with Will Johnson.
All right, welcome back. So we're talking about Epstein and all pedophile ring. And the Democrats and even Republicans are all tied into this. Even religious figures are all tied into the Epstein pedophile island. But you know what, Tom? One of the things that we have to do is that we have to plug our sponsor. Because of our sponsor, we're able to be here to bring this breaking news to you. I guarantee that none of the mainstream media is talking about this right now. I guarantee it. So look at this. Still 40 to 70% off. Everything must go. I mean, seriously, this is crazy how they can do this. Everything's at cost. So you know what? I was watching the War Room earlier today, and he mentioned that this might be a mistake that they left it out there. So I would encourage everybody to take advantage of this deal right now. If you've never tried certain products and you've always wanted to try it, this is the time to do it. Now, one of my favorites, and I've always talked about the Turbo Force, but one of my new favorites is the Vasco Beats. I have come to the point to where I love that beat. I take it in. When I wake up in the morning, I brush my teeth with the Silver Blue, of course. I brush my teeth, and then I'll eat something, and then I'll take that Vasco beat. I love it. Now, my children and my wife say that I'm weird because I will just take it raw and not even chase it with water because I like the sourness about it. Have you ever tried the beet, Tom?
You know, I haven't, Will, but I've tried. I mean, it sounds like it's a lot like B12, which is just amazing. I mean, so many products there are phenomenal. And maybe I should pick it up because one thing I want to remind everyone, Will, I mean, you're making a tremendous case. Maybe I should get off the show and do this tonight. But one of the things I want to remind people is a lot of these products, after they sell out, there is no guarantee they're going to be back in stock until next year, until January of 2020. So this is the time. If you want to do your Christmas show, shopping early while you can get unbelievable savings. This is the time, as you said, Will, if folks want to try a new product they may not have given a chance before. Now is the time. This is your golden opportunity. As Owen said, this seems to be like, I mean, this has gone on entirely too long. I have no idea how they can keep this going. More and more products are going completely out of stock. They may not be restocked until next year. This is the time. Your time is running out. These products helped fund the InfoWar. They fund Alex Jones Show. They fund Owen Schroyer Show, David Knight Show, and of course they fund band.video as well as this very broadcast. So please, we need your help. Alex Jones needs your help. You are, when you go to that store and you make a purchase at InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the real resistance. You are funding the tip of the spear. You are funding the InfoWar.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, I've come to love that Vasco beat. I mean, I really like it a lot. I mean, I look forward to taking it. Actually, I just bought two more bottles. I mean, because actually my wife started taking it too, and she said, okay, I love the DNA Force, and I love the beat. I mean, seriously. And she's like, you've got to buy more because she said, I don't want to run out, and I know they have the sale going on. So she's like, Will, take advantage of the sale. Because she said, I want more. And she says that she's getting the DNA Force for her father. She said her father's a little bit older. He's an older man. But she was telling him how much it benefited her from all of the aches and stuff that she has. Now, the reason why she has the aches, because we moved from California to Texas and the humidity is completely different. You can imagine. So you can feel it in your bones. And after taking the DNA Force along with the beats, she says she feels like a new person. When she start getting low, she start getting concerned. She said, Will, order some more. She said, I don't want to run out. And I told her, I said, you know, they have the auto ship. We might want to get on the auto ship because they make sure that they keep a supply for you for the auto ship. And she said, really? I didn't know that. So we're going to put her on the auto ship so that way she can always have the DNA for it. Look, everyone, I'm telling you this because they actually work. Not just to get you to buy it. Imagine you give something that is beneficial and healthy to your family member for Christmas. InfoWarsStore.com. Get it today.
Rodham Clinton and Chelsea Clinton, who co-wrote the book of Gutsy Women. Hillary, I have to ask you a question that has been plaguing me for a while. How did you kill Jeffrey Epstein? Because you're not in power, but you have all the power. I really need to understand how you do what you do. Because you seem to be behind everything nefarious, and yet you do not use it to become president. What is the game plan?
Well, Trevor.
But honestly, though, what does it feel like being the boogeyman of the right?
Well, it's a constant surprise to me. Because the things they say, and now, of course, it's on steroids with being online, are so ridiculous beyond any imagination that I could have. And yet they are so persistent in putting forth these crazy ideas and theories. Honestly, I don't know what I ever did to get them so upset.
Have you ever thought of just like meeting someone who says, like, Hillary, you did this, and just looking at them and being like, yes, I did.
I think it's because it is effective. Like, I'll never forget reading an article after the 2016 election where the reporter interviewed someone who had been an undecided voter, and he said, you know, he thought my mom had won all three debates. She clearly had a greater command of the subject matter. And yet he just kept reading that she had murdered more than 50 people. And he said somewhat nonchalantly, like, I don't think that she murdered 50, but, like, what if she murdered two? And so you just think it's this, like, constant erosion of truth and sanity.
Right. The country's gearing up.
It's so sickening, her laugh. Can you rewind it back just to the part where she's laughing about all the death that took place? You know, oh, it wasn't 50, but what if she murdered two? Like, two would be okay. You know, 50, she murdered 50 people, Tom. That would be a little bit excessive. But you know what? She murdered two, Epstein being one of them. We'll overlook that because, you know, she's been known to murder people anyways. I'm willing to bet, Tom, that she has stock into body bags. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
Well, that would be a smart move. Or maybe she owns a mortician service down in Arkansas. Of course, they have Arcanicide down there. That would be death, allegedly, by Hillary Clinton. But look, Will, I mean, I don't know 50 people who I could possibly have die around me. I mean, this is truly bizarre. How does one person have upwards of 50? I've read over 100 people who they've run into, had contact with, have worked for them, have been associates, have been confidants. This many people to die around them? She must be a carrier of the bubonic plague or the suicide plague, perhaps. I mean, it's truly unprecedented. That's what people are saying.
She murdered two.
They're saying, look, there it is. There's her cackle.
Yeah, go. Rewind it back a little bit.
Went nonchalantly, like, I don't think that she murdered 50, but, like, what if she murdered two?
Tom. Funny.
It's just hilarious. She laughs about death. I mean, everybody remembers those viral videos of Benghazi. We came, we saw, he died, and she cackles like a madwoman. That's just who she is. But the fact is, maybe after you have 50, 100 people who are very close to you or work for you or associates of yours, maybe after they die mysteriously in your presence, you do just become numb to death. I mean,
absolutely,
could be what we're seeing here. But, Will, it's totally unprecedented. How many people have you had die around you in your life? I could probably count it on one hand, but I'm a young man. I can't imagine as I get 58 or five decades older, that number is going to expand by a factor of 10 or a factor of 15. I just don't see it happening. It's unprecedented.
And for
Trevor Noah to minimalize this, like it's a vast right-wing conspiracy, it's almost as if they knew what Project Veritas was working on.
Yeah, it's like they were like, okay, let's get this out here in the open and like make it hot, you know, make light of it. So when it drops, then you can say, oh, well, you know what? That's just them coming after Hillary Clinton. That's just them coming after the rest of these pedophiles. You know what? Let's overlook it. And I guarantee, like I said, CNN, our Criminal News Network, and MSDNC won't be talking about it at all tomorrow. Or if they do, because many of them will be exposed. And I sure hope it brings a hammer down on them. So I think we have some of the video where some of the females that were supposedly with Epstein, how they were coached and what happened during that time. And where CNN, as often as I watch CNN, Tom, or Criminal News Network, they never talked about these young ladies in the Epstein that I recall. Maybe I just missed it. Maybe this clip is from CNN. Let's go to it.
What kind of teenager were you?
I was a pretty happy child. I had some pains growing up because my father had passed when I was 12 years old, so that definitely took an effect on me as a kid.
At 14 years old, Jennifer Arose says she was lost, and she believes a female recruiter for Jeffrey Epstein looked to exploit that vulnerability when the woman approached her outside her performing arts school in New York in 2001.
She said, you know, where are you from? Just asked me kind of personal questions, and I just thought, like, okay, so somebody's just trying to get to know me.
It was the beginning of what she says was a grooming process that eventually led her to Epstein and his New York City mansion.
So, you know, she's saying he's very powerful, he's very wealthy, he's a great guy, he's like almost like a fatherly figure to her, which had meaning for me at that time because I was maybe longing for that, which I was. So I just eventually trusted her.
When you went there the first time, why did you think you were going? How did she have you go there?
More of just like a mentor almost, somebody that could help me. Saying like, you know, he's helped me, I've struggled. Like almost like she was similar to me.
Rose says the recruiter was with her when she first started visiting Epstein, who showered her with compliments. And during most visits, she says his secretary would give her $300 or leave the money for her in a drawer.
So by the time you went there alone for the first time, was there a certain trust that had built up?
For sure, yeah. I didn't feel like I had anything to fear. I felt almost like a friend, you know? I didn't do anything for me not to trust him. I felt okay. I felt totally fine going there.
Did you ever think, why does this older man want to hang out with a 14-year-old?
I did, but I didn't overanalyze it because I did and I didn't care, really, because I just knew that I was young. I, you know, needed the money. I thought maybe just he needed companionship. I wasn't sure what it was. I really didn't ask any questions.
So the first time you went there alone, is that when something sexual happened for the first time?
He brought me up to the upstairs room, which had the massage room. And he would tell me, like, I want to show you my favorite room in the house. I guess he was getting more comfortable. And afterwards, he basically said, transitioned into, you know, do you give good massages?
Promises to help her become a model or actress and help her family financially also kept her coming back, she says, even after he began sexually abusing her.
I wasn't thinking this is belittling. I was just a lost kid, you know, so it just seemed okay, I don't know.
And he had suggested he might help you.
Yeah.
Sort of this promise hanging over all of that.
Yeah, so I said this could only be beneficial, you know, this is a good thing, just stick it through, you know, so it'll get easier, it'll get better. Too. So I just kept on going. Yeah.
It was a process, it sounded like.
It was. Yeah, it wasn't an overnight thing. And that's why I feel like it was, like, really well thought out, you know, well kind of planned, you know, to really make me feel as comfortable as possible, to almost keep me coming back. I didn't really think, you know, that, you know, her and him would conspire to have me go there to do such weird things, you know, that ended up happening.
You know what, where is the hashtag MeToo at?
Into a world she says
where's
others
the hashtag MeToo? Where's the hashtag? Where are the left for all of the women? Believe the women. Hashtag believe the women. The left, when it comes to somebody that's on their side, they stick with these demonic demons, say they don't want to say anything. They want to say they don't want to believe her. It's so sad that when it comes down to a woman telling her story, that they don't even come out and support her. Where are the hashtag Me Too people at? Where are they at? Where are they at? Wow. All right. Firepowernews.com, Will Johnson, Tom Pepper. We're going to be back. We're going to talk more about this insane information that's being released. Epstein didn't kill himself. All right, welcome back, firepowernews.com. The whole Epstein thing is shaking up the internet. Right now, James O'Keefe's life has been threatened. They're wanting to take him out because of the information that he was doing. Okay, Tom, before we get back into talking about Jeff Epstein, I want to talk about this, the Vasso beat. Now, when I say that I really love this stuff, I talked to the crew during the break and I said, please find me a bottle. It says take 2 dropperfuls daily. And I've already taken one this morning. And I'd like to spread it out. Now, I have taken both of them at the same time just because I love this stuff. But for the most part, I'll take it throughout the day. I'll take one in the morning and I'll take one in the evening. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take this live on the air, because a lot of people are like, that have tried it, say, I don't know how you can do it, because it's kind of like bitter, sour taste to it. Now, I have to be really careful, because it will stain. It will stain your clothes. So actually, let me put a drop here on the paper here so you can see the actual color. Look how dark that is. And see, it just doesn't run. It just doesn't bead immediately. Look at that. I mean, it's like holding its form, but it's liquid and it's so good. It's almost like the color of blood, right? I mean, it's beet juice, right? But it's so nice. Let me see if I have a pen or something here. I'll destroy this ink pen here. Look at this. Look at that. You see the color? You see the red coming out of that? Y'all see that? Can you see that? Look how red that is. Now, when you put blood together all in one drop, it is dark. The same thing with this. And this works. This is very good for your blood system as well. It's absolutely wonderful. Okay, so now to prove and to go along with everything that I say, I do love this stuff. And I take it because it actually works. It's beneficial to our body. I'm not saying this to get you to buy it. A lot of people can't even stand beet juice. And I understand that. My wife, she really doesn't like it either, but she loves the effect. She loves how she feels afterwards. So I have to be really careful here, because if I get it on my suit, it's going to remain on my suit. And I don't even know if I can take it to the dry cleaners to get it out. Okay, so I'm real careful here. Here we go. And it gets you right there. Oh, it's so good. I love it. You've got to try it right now. You can't afford not to, right? I mean, look at the deal right now. Everything must go. 40 to 70% off on different products. You got to try it. I so love it. See, I don't even need any water to taste it, because I love the taste. I almost want to take another one. Actually, you know what? I will. I'm a brave man, because I love it so much. And see, I try to squeeze it as much in there as possible in the dropper. Okay? Here we go. One more time. Oh, man. It's not like your typical beet juice that you buy in the store. It almost has that pow factor to it. That wow factor. I love it. Okay. I'm sorry. I had to do it because I want people to know that I am for real. When I talk about the products and I actually take the product. And I actually have a bottle in my office. And I asked one of the crew members if you would go over to my office and grab my bottle that I have. Because if I forget to take it out before I leave my home in the morning, I take it. I have one in my office so I can take it when I get here. And I absolutely recommend it. And I'm not just saying it because to get you to buy something. I'm saying it because these products actually work and they're so nice. They're so nice. Why do you think the globalists want to take out InfoWarsStore.com? Why do you think they want to do that? They want to get rid of InfoWarsStore.com because they're selling products that's beneficial to your body. The globalists can't have someone selling you something like that. Why? Because it means you possibly will live a lot longer than they anticipate. And they don't want that. They can't have that. It's absolutely wonderful. Okay, sorry about that, Tom. I had to show that everyone that I am for real when I talk about the different products and how much I like them. And the color, I mean, I'm just looking at this color. It's absolutely, it's a beautiful red. I mean, if I had like a paintbrush, you guys got a paintbrush in there. If I had a paintbrush, I would just paint with it. I mean, it's absolutely beautiful.
Well, I know what you mean, Will. I mean, they sell some of the most fantastic products, from the iodine to the B12. Everything I've tried, I have yet to be disappointed, even slightly. I have fans who, instead of doing something to fund me, they buy products and send them to me because they are that good, and I think it is just as effective. I mean, these are, honestly, folks, you're not going to find better supplements. You can waste your money at Whole Foods. You can waste your money at the supplement store. You can waste your money wherever you like, but you're not going to find a better product outside of InfoWars.com. And beyond that, when you spend money, when you try the VasoBeats and you unlock the power of Will Johnson, you are funding the InfoWar. I mean, there it's the best of both worlds. You're getting a great product. You are funding and running the machine that is exposing the death threats against James O'Keefe. I mean, you saw at the beginning of the show, that interview with James O'Keefe that we aired earlier, that was recorded 15 minutes before we went live here. Alex works around the clock. That's part of the reason why he's sponsoring this show. That's why War Room exists. That's why David Knight exists. That's why all of us are here, to fund and run the InfoWar. And you, the viewer at home, when you go to InfoWars.com and you make a purchase, you make it possible. I mean, we cannot overstate this. Alex says it all the time, and Will, I know you agree. The folks who fund us, who keep us alive and keep us fighting, are as important or more important compared to those of us who are here on the screen.
Yeah, you know, you're absolutely right, Tom. And we have more videos to play for everyone. But you know what? I want people to know, when I come on and I talk about the different products, and I'm going to repeat this because I think it's worth repeating. When I talk about the products, I'm talking about the products that I take because I have personal experience with them. And then when I find out how it's beneficial to my body, I take it. One more before we go out is the Brain Force. The Brain Force. Now, sometimes, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you're like going and you still have that little cloud, like, man, am I awake? It's just like this cloud over me. When I take the Brain Force, it's like clarity. It opens up everything. It like removes that cloud. This is that bubble cloud that's in your mind. The best way that I can describe it is like pop. And it's like, oh, everything is clear. I don't feel like groggy or drowsy. I feel the energy. But it's not like rah, rah, rah. It's not like that at all. It's like you don't even recognize it. You're just going, 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 going. And you're going to Band.Video. We'll be back.
Firepower, weekdays from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Time, only at Band.Video.
Welcome back to Firepower with me, Tom Pappard, and host Will Johnson. We have a guest for the next two segments. We have Deanna Lorraine. As everybody knows, last week the Democrats took an unprecedented step toward impeaching President Trump for essentially doing nothing. Nobody can point out exactly what he did wrong. They shout quid pro quo, but we've all seen the transcript. There was none in there. And Deanna Lorraine is running against Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, the head dinosaur who is attempting to cut off this administration at the head. So, Deanna, welcome back to Firepower.
Thanks so much. It's so great to be here, Tom. How's it going?
It's going great. So thank you again for coming back on the show. I want to ask, I mean, you are out there actually in the district that Pelosi claims to represent. Can you tell us a little bit about, I mean, what do you think of this impeachment push? Now it's gone to the next level. Pelosi is focused on destroying this great president. What are your overall thoughts?
Well, my overall thoughts are, can we get any more in la-la land with Nancy Pelosi? I mean, geez, there's just so many issues that we should be concerned about. She should be concerned about maybe the opioid crisis, maybe the tons, you know, almost 10,000 homelessness on the streets in San Francisco alone and in the rest of the California that her nephew, Gavin Newsom, is governing. I mean, we've got the biggest homeless problem in all of the United States. We've got drugs. We've got needles on the streets. You know, we've got people in poverty, and we've got veterans that are committing suicide every day due to improper health care. Where are her priorities? And this is where her priorities are, on impeaching, for no reason, the best president in modern history. I mean, I wasn't born, you know, too many decades ago, but I would say in all of history, he's done more for minorities. He's done more for veterans. He's done more for women in any president that maybe since Abe Lincoln. And yet that is what she's focusing her energy and money on. It's disgusting. It's revolting. Every single American, every single minority, every single person who doesn't have a job, every veteran who died or risked their life for this country, to have their vote basically not matter because of some baseless claim that she's using it to impeach should be disgusted and outraged.
Hey, thanks for joining us again. You know, Nancy Pelosi's been in political office, to my understanding, most of her adult life, right? Yeah. And after all of this time, her being in San Francisco and the condition of San Francisco, even the condition of California, why do you think people keep voting for her? Or is it the system so corrupt they're not actually even voting for her? They're just reinstating her position in office. Which one do you think it is?
I think it's the latter. I think a lot of dead people seem to be randomly voting these days. And a lot of illegal immigrants seem to be randomly voting these days. So the system is very rigged. It's really almost like your vote doesn't matter. I think half of the problem is that people are brainwashed. They have been indoctrinated to believe somehow that Nancy Pelosi is their savior and she's doing all these wonderful things for America. And so they think, oh, I should be voting for her. Same with a lot of minority groups. They tend to just vote for her because they think that Democrats equals we're going to help you. We're going to help you get successful in life. And the other half is the whole system is rigged. It really is rigged. There's ballot harvesting. There's illegals voting, dead people voting. Come on. You know, it's almost like we don't have a chance. But I am running for Congress because I believe we have to fight. We cannot wave the white flag of surrender. We cannot let them win. And we have to give them a run for their money and fight.
I mean, maybe you should tap into the whole dead people voting, too. Say, hey, if you're going to have dead people on Nancy Pelosi's ticket, I mean, it shouldn't. I mean, rightfully so, you should be able to get some of them, too.
I think so. I mean, hey, I mean, I hate to say it, but, you know, there's some family members that are up in heaven and, you know, at least they could be voting Republican.
We want fair elections, right? Sorry, Tom.
We were Republicans,
no, you're
right?
Fine.
But you know, yes, we can get some of those Republicans, but I know there's Republicans up there too. Come on now.
I don't think any Democrats are up there.
You might have
Democrats are down there. Republicans are up there.
Democrats are down, way, way down.
One of the things you brought up, and I'm so glad you did, is that Gavin Newsom is, of course, a close relative of Nancy Pelosi. Not enough people know this. The governor of California is a close relative of Nancy Pelosi. And in California, you guys have been having some unprecedented scheduled power outages. At one point, last 2 weeks ago now, there were more people without power in California than anywhere in Venezuela, which means the California experiment with socialism appears to be going even worse than Venezuela's experiment with socialism. Can you talk a little bit about this? I mean, how on earth is this happening where millions of Americans, they can't turn their respirator on, they can't turn their sleep apnea machine on, they can't heat their house to keep their children warm? How on earth does this happen in Nancy Pelosi's home state?
Yeah, I mean, I had a friend that flew her sick mother into California for a scheduled surgery, and then she had to have an emergency flight out of California because of the power outage. She couldn't have her surgery at the hospital. I mean, this is insane. And we have fires all over California. And yet, on Halloween night, I see Gavin Newsom on Twitter posting pictures of him in Halloween costumes with his family. And yet the rest of California is just burning. This just shows the incompetency of Democrat leadership. This just shows not only the incompetency, but their sinister attempts to potentially even destroy California and America intentionally. They don't really know what they're doing. They're spending money in all the wrong places. We have straws that are illegal in California, and yet, you know, the California is basically on fire. So they don't have their priorities straight, clearly. They're misappropriating their funds, and this should show, you know, and they're using Venezuela as their role model country to emulate. How can anyone still vote for them is beyond me, and that's why I say at least half of these voters are either dead, they're illegal immigrants, or they're totally brainwashed. It's our job to wake people up. It's our job to wake people up to the hypocrisy of the Democrats, of their failed leadership, and open their eyes to the fact that Republican leadership, no leadership is absolutely perfect, but Republican leadership is the way to lead our country back to greatness. And we do not want to turn the rest of our country into California, and especially not into San Francisco, the worst parts of it. And that's why I'm so fierce about running this campaign to make sure the rest of America does not turn into San Francisco. It's a case study for Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats.
Yeah, you know what? We can't afford for the rest of the country to end up like San Francisco or even L.A. or Oakland or right. even going out of California, Detroit, Chicago, St. Louis, right. Because these and it just so happened that all of these cities that are S-hole cities or crap-hole cities, however you want to say it, some will actually use the word, but all of them are being ran by Democrats. It's like this is exactly how the Democrats want people to live because it is a form of control. You know, absolutely. So Nancy Pelosi needs to be replaced. She needs to be removed. And with Nancy Pelosi in office, along with Shifty Shift, Maxine mm-hmm. Waters, and a whole lot of them, they're not doing anything positive for the American people. They've done nothing. And I like what you mentioned earlier, how President Trump has done more for the American people than the Democrats have. And I constantly say that President Trump has done more for minorities, people of color, than the Democrats have since their very beginning of their existence. And they don't right. like to hear it, and it's absolutely true.
Democrats use minorities for votes. They are using illegal immigrants for votes. They're using LGBTQ for votes. They don't care about them. If they actually cared, they would tell them the truth. They would have policies in place to get them on their feet, to get minorities successful, to get them independent and independently wealthy, not dependent on the government that wants to control them. You know, and San Francisco also has more billionaires per capita than anywhere else in the world. And it also has the highest rate of homelessness, you know, that rivals the world nations, Venezuela. So it's just incredible, this opposite, the extreme opposite, and that speaks to Democrat failed leadership.
Yeah, awesome. All right, so we're gonna be talking more about Nancy Pelosi and impeachment when we come back after the break. And I have a question for you. I want to ask you about Prop 47 when we come back as well. And we need to talk about that. So Will Johnson, Tom Pepper, FirepowerNews.com. We'll be back after this. Black cat running across the field. What is this, the Cowboys in New York? Look at this. Epstein didn't kill himself, everybody. Epstein didn't kill himself. Everyone, the whole game stopped because of the black cat. Look at this. Is no one trying to get the cat? So right now, this game is going on right now, and everyone's just looking at the cat. A black cat. Is this like a bad omen for the football game here? Is this like a bad omen? Epstein didn't kill himself. And he's on there playing with something. Look at him, he's chasing something. Touchdown! Touchdown! The Giants, New York Giants, and the Dallas Cowboys versus the Black Cat. And the Black Cat wins. Crowd goes wild. Good stuff. That just happened. Breaking news. Black cat on football field. We're coming on almost. You know, that's how CNN does. Every time they come back from a break, it's breaking news. Every single time. Even when they report on the same thing. Breaking news. All right. So we have our special guest, Deanna, talking about Nancy Crazy Pelosi. She's running against Pelosi in San Francisco. And it would be, you know what? I would love to see you as the House Speaker versus Nancy Pelosi. I'm just saying.
Thank you.
Because Nancy Pelosi, she serves no purpose to the American people. Just like the Democrats, they serve no purpose. So I know I had a question. I know Tom's going to ask a question. But after Tom, after so, Tom.
Yeah, we'll
give
just
to
knock it out, Will. That way we don't take that. We'll just get right into it, Will. So I want to know, Deanna, what do you think? I mean, we've got Pelosi trying to impeach the president. We have Gavin Newsom, who is presiding over these massive blackouts, millions of people flocking to hospitals because they can't turn on their necessary medical equipment. What do you think the top three issues for voters in your district really are? Obviously not impeaching the president. And then so you've got your top three issues. Where would you rank impeaching the president under those top three issues?
I would rank it as -5. You know, the only thing that it is, what it does is that it gives her street cred to all the people that love her. You know, she was getting attacked by the left for not being far left enough and for not jumping on the squad bandwagon and being fierce enough with impeaching Trump. So this was her way to kind of win back some fans, get some fan love by the communists, and try to get her reelection campaign going. That's really what this is all about for her. It's sad that, you know, trying to impeach the president, one of the best presidents ever, is getting street cred from a lot of people. These are anti-American communists that have been brainwashed.
100%.
I would say homelessness, crime, and immigration. Those are probably the three biggest issues that people that literally affect the people of this district and the rest of America, not to mention jobs and free speech and the family unit. But I could think of about 15 other issues that literally affect American citizens much more than impeaching the most fantastic president ever.
You know, I'm glad you brought up crime. So let's talk about Prop, was it 47, right? And Prop 47, for those that don't know, in the state of California, the Democrats came up with this idea. And and the reason why I like to talk about it, because the Democrats will come up with an idea and they don't realize the repercussions that follow. Like, for one example, they started charging everyone for bags. So then the homeless couldn't use bags anymore. So then they just started doing it on the side of the street. See, they didn't take that into consideration. Oh, the homeless were using that. So they didn't want to change that. But now Prop 47, that's where if someone goes into a store and they steal whatever it is, as long as it doesn't reach, I think it's $950 to my understanding, that the police won't even show up. So right at $1,000, so if you're in California and you want to walk into some kind of establishment and steal something, as long as it doesn't go over $1,000, you're okay. They're not going to even, the police won't even show up. Okay, just make the phone call, report about it, and we're done. That's it.
Right. Yeah, basically what the Prop 47 is, which was, of course, supported by the California Democratic Party and, of course, by the American Civil Liberties Union, the ACLU. This was passed by a wide margin somehow in 2014, but it basically, it's reduced certain nonviolent, they call it nonviolent, but it can be nonviolent felonies into misdemeanors. Okay, so that would include fraud, forgery, shoplifting, and grand theft, as long as it doesn't total more than $1,000. But it also includes illegal drugs as well. So you could imagine there's a little bit more crime now. People are getting away with things because if it's only a misdemeanor instead of a felony, people are going to do it more, not less, right? And people are going to feel more unsafe. The neighborhoods are going to be more unsafe because there's more lawlessness. That's what Democrats love to do, is create lawlessness.
Yeah. How much is a kilo of weed right now? I mean, I'll sell it to you for $950.
Yeah, $950. It's just like $999, you know, $949.
Oh, and then it's all good. Cops, he's selling drugs over here. How much is it? $950. Oh,
hello.
You're good. Right. You're good.
It's just so dumb. And then there's another thing that they did. Of course, the San Francisco City Board of Supervisors, who are the same clowns that called the NRA a national terrorist organization, they voted to use some language to basically sanitize and decriminalize certain words and language so that people wouldn't get their feelings hurt very much. Mm. So let me just show you some of these words. So words like prisoner or convict and inmate they're scratching that word and instead saying a person with a history of crime or a person with a history of substance. Yeah. Instead of a drug addict, it would be a person with a history of substance abuse or a justice involved person instead of a criminal. Why are they doing this? They're not doing this to help anyone's feelings. And by the way, facts don't care about your feelings. Crimes don't care about your feelings. If you're committing a crime, I'm sorry. I'm calling you a criminal.
We changed the pronouns. Let's change these. Them, they, us, us. Right.
Yeah, exactly. I'm sorry. Like, you're not a rapist. No, you're someone who just put a puzzle piece into someone else's. I mean,
exactly.
How far do we go here?
Like, is this the same place where it's no longer a manhole? Now it's like a person hole or something like that.
Right. A person hole. And now we have to say that men can have periods and they can be pregnant.
Oh, yeah.
And we don't want to offend transgenders. You know, they can have periods too. I'm sorry, men can't have periods. They can have babies. And I will say that till the day I die. Okay. This Orwellian thought policing and language controlling is going to imprison us. It has been imprisoning us. And it's the epitome of Marxism. We have to have total and complete free speech if we want to be a free, thriving country.
I love it. So, Deanna, we're running out of time, but I always want to ask you, you know, you mentioned the integrity of the family. You mentioned that men can't have periods, two very controversial things. Tell us about the book you wrote and then tell folks where they can find you and how they can help out on the campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. I wrote my book, Making Love Great Again, because I wanted to, you know, show people that how badly liberal ideas and policies have destroyed not only our country, but the relationship between men and women and the family unit. You know, it all really comes from Marxism, which created radical feminism, and that has really messed up our way of life and our relationships and our culture. So my book is about how do we replace those values, liberal values, if you can call it that, with conservative values. And how do we, if we really want to make America great again, how do we restore our culture, our family unit, and our relationships? And I will be having my official kickoff rally on the steps of City Hall in San Francisco this Thursday with Warren Farrell, who's an icon in the men's rights movement. He wrote the book, The Boy Crisis, because we do have a crisis of fatherless homes, broken homes, and we are constantly demeaning men. Feminism is destroying our culture. So we have to, of course, Nancy will never admit it or deal with it. The Democrats won't deal with it. Neither will the left. They're actually creating this and perpetuating it. We have to have a national discussion about how to repair the family unit, how to empower men, and how to empower and restore our relationships. And that's what I'm going to be doing on my campaign trail. So go to my Twitter and go to my website at deannaforcongress.com to donate and to learn more about my kickoff rally this Thursday in San Francisco. And follow me, grab your popcorn. This is going to be a wild hell of a ride beating Nancy.
Well, awesome. Hey, I want to thank you for joining us. And it's been absolutely wonderful again. If you get Antifa, I mean, send us some clips anyways, regardless. But, you know, if you get the Antifa craziness show up, by all means, send us some of their clips, and we'll be happy to show them. All right, everybody.
Oh, sounds great. I'll have my camera crew.
All right, cool. All right, everybody. Firepower News. Tomorrow morning, 9 a.m., Epstein will be released. Epstein didn't kill himself.